Welcome to Canada's Podcast.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Lockery, and welcome to Canada's Podcast, where we talk to entrepreneurs who are making it happen right here in British Columbia. Today, I'm joined by Naomi Kunert, founder of the Self-Reconnection Method. Naomi is an accomplished and renowned transpersonal therapist and spiritual guide with over 25 years of experience in successfully empowering her clients to overcome physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual trauma. Welcome to the show. Why don't we jump in by you talking about what it is that the work you do and a bit about yourself.
Thank you, Cynthia. I am very much very grateful for being here and speaking with you today. This work that I do is work that I am most passionate about, working with other people in transpersonal healing and working with trauma, helping the nervous system to regulate through different injuries or things that have happened for people. I came into doing this work through my own trauma, personal trauma. And at the time, I was undergoing a fine arts degree and had got sick with cancer. And through that process of getting sick, I had to find ways to heal myself. And it required surgery and a lot of medical intervention at that time. And it left me with wounds that were not being healed in a, you know, Western medicine kind of way or model. So I had to seek out ways that could help myself emotionally, mentally, spiritually, energetically, to heal. And it's been quite a journey through that process. Learned things about myself and things that I was passionate about, which brings me into this work.
I love that. So you could have gone so many different ways with the work. What motivated you to be an entrepreneur and to set up your own business?
Well, I wasn't always an entrepreneur. I was working in at the University of Saskatchewan, actually, at the time. And I had a really great job and security. I was in a great union and benefits. And so I was comfortable, but I also saw the need, not just for myself, but it wasn't really what I was passionate about. And it was through some of the education that I received working with different institutions, the Upledger Institute, the Canadian Foundation for Trauma Research and Education, some of these different places that really helped open my mind in a new way, looking at neuroscience, looking at our physical body and different structures that are kind of like hardwired, that we are hardwired to heal. And I was so passionate about this, and I could see the, you know, kind of like my disinterest in the administration work that I was doing. And I slowly made that movement into having my own business. And it did take that moment of making that full commitment and leap and trusting that I would be able to provide for myself that way in being an entrepreneur. And I'm very grateful that I did.
I love that. So what is it that you're most proud about the work that you do every day?
The thing I would be most proud about is seeing the effect that this work has on individuals. I am very blessed to be with people on their healing journey and to see people shift, especially when it's been like longstanding pain or areas of discomfort. Say, I work with a lot of people that have had concussion. And so there is a syndrome, it's called post-concussive syndrome. And it's very difficult to treat with the traditional Western medical model that people have to work with. And I feel this is because that part of our nervous system is not having the attunement and the way to heal. So traditional hands-on therapies that are aimed to fix are forcing models, and our nervous system can be in a place of the fight or flight. So it's more in survival. It doesn't feel safe. And safety is the very first thing that has to be kind of that foundation. It has to be restored. And from that safety model is where the fight or flight can find a way to actually move out and regulate, and that our bodies are wired to heal that part of ourselves, but without the proper tools and methodologies or practitioners that can help you shift it, it will stay stuck. It's not going to shift through traditional talk therapy or models that are aimed to kind of fix something. It has to be on the inside that has to shift. So the greatest benefit for me and what I get to see every day is people's lives changing, and then hearing how it changes for them. Their pain goes away. Their marriages get elevated. They have a new lease on life. Their energy returns. They're back to work. They're, you know, enjoying their life. They're passionate about what they do. So I do love that. And it happens through the empowerment of individuals and them connecting with that innate healing that is actually in their cells. So I do love that. It's in our biology. It's there.
Canada's podcast is your gateway to success in the world of entrepreneurship. Start listening today. Canada'sPodcast.com. Subscribe now.
Love that. I'm actually working with the First Nations right now. And this is the essence that we're talking about as we hold our medicine within ourselves. So I love that. So you've taken this route out of passion and wanting to help others. So what advice would you give to people that are listening today that are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur? Is there any insights you can give to help them on that journey?
I would say to be courageous. When you feel passionate about something or a particular area or thing that you're studying or you found out about, seek it out. Go towards it. If there is a feeling and sensation in your body, or that feeling in your gut, feeling in your heart opens, or you feel light with it, trust that. That's your body's way of telling you, move towards that. And you'll always find that next open door, and to not be afraid to just also ask for that. You know, we're energetic beings. We're connected, not just within our cellular structure, but to all of humanity, to the earth, to everything that exists. So to not be afraid to just, whether you're asking a friend for help or asking somebody that you know, or asking God, the universe, whatever way you connect in nature, do that.
And I think that's so important. It really is about not keeping it inside of yourself. For those of you listening that are looking at this journey, is getting out there and talking to others. So let's talk about being located in BC. We're both on Vancouver Island. So what are, now in your case, I know you have clients not only across Canada, but you also have international clients. So you really could be located in many different places. What's the benefit about being based in BC?
Well, BC, as you know, is a very beautiful part of the world. We're located in Cowichan Valley, Vancouver Island. There's many, the scenery, the people, there's many artisans here in this community. Just being by the ocean, having that connection to the sea life, and yet the large, beautiful trees and cedars and pines. And yeah, it's just a mix of everything you could hope for. Yeah.
And so what are some of the challenges about, because there's always the other side of being based in BC as you're working with people internationally?
Mm-hmm. So my work internationally did start with basically using the Zoom platform. And the work is just as effective this way. I would say it can be more potent being in person, doing the work that I do. But using Zoom, it has made my work possible to be working with people on a regular basis internationally. Sometimes I am traveling, though, to do workshops or seminars. I do travel to Europe quite often, where I have many clients. And so traveling from Vancouver Island does have its challenges, especially at certain times of the year with fog and ferries and different things just getting off the island. That would be, I would say, the only drawback, but I wouldn't change it for anything. I do love where I live here.
It's such a common theme with the guests on the show that are from BC. Every single guest I said says there's some challenges being here, but the challenges, you know, the benefits sure outweigh the challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sorry, listeners who are not in BC, but we have to be celebrating our beautiful province.
Right.
So let's talk about success. How do you define success? And more importantly, how do you celebrate it?
Mm-hmm. That is a really great question. How I would define success is through the results, right? And success for me too, one of those markers is like, I don't advertise for my work. It's mainly word of mouth and clients referring me to other people. And that's how the network has grown. So I would say that's also a marker and indication of success, of both trusting that this is where I'm meant to be in the work that I feel is part of my purpose in helping others to connect with their, you know, sacred self. And it is a journey. And often that journey will take us there in ways that we are not even like thinking that we're going there. So it can be through an injury that we have that movement towards that awakening within ourselves. But the success would be working with individuals that have seen almost every practitioner you can think of, whether it was physio or chiropractic or acupuncture doctors. And it's not to say they did not receive benefit, but in the way that they were needing for this aspect of that inner healing, their nervous system, restoring the safety and allowing them to reconnect with that natural healing ability. Mm-hmm. I've had great success with helping whoever comes to me, and even some very difficult people, client cases with difficult circumstances that are surrounding them in their healing journey. Yeah, there's always benefit and moving forward, right?
So, quite fulfilling work. So let's talk about fear and doubt. Does that creep in? And when it does creep in, how do you deal with that?
That is another great question. You know, fear and doubt, it's interesting. I do speak about it a lot in the work that I do. And fear and doubt kind of mix within the thought realm and the feeling realm. Now, when we have fear and doubt, it can be amplified by some of the thwarted fight or flight that we have going on in the nervous system that's felt. It's part of our survival mechanism. So my first goal working with people would be to help, again, restore the safety, allow their body to move out of that kind of active or the thwarted fight or flight, to be able to be able to even have a conversation about fear and doubt. Because we do have to have kind of like awareness around where our thoughts go and where our feelings, you know, what feelings are we allowing to exist here? Because those feelings and the thoughts will draw also like circumstance, you know, like attracts like. And so it's looking at this, what we have going on internally kind of like magnetizes what happens in our world. And so when I'm working with people and I see, you know, they're in survival mode, they have a lot of different things stuffed in there. It can be fear and doubt. It can be sadness, grief, loss, like different things layered in. And we're just like slowly giving the time for that to decompress so they can actually have this clear vessel where they can connect with kind of like their highest thought form, right? Mm-hmm. And their energy or their spirit that moves, that animates them. And I find when that releases, like we release the fear and the doubt or any of those heavy kind of restrictive thoughts or feelings, the ability for passion and reconnection with your true self, your desire, your passion, it just happens really automatically. It makes me a little bit emotional just thinking of that. Yesterday was a powerful day with a solar eclipse, and I had sessions all day and just beautiful things moving and people shifting. We're affected by everything in our world, not just here, but around us.
Stay ahead of the game with our expert tips and strategies that will help your business thrive in a digital era. CanadasPodcast.com. Subscribe now.
And I think that's such great insights about fear and doubt, because as entrepreneurs, it's about not letting it take over. And I know a lot of my guests have, it's one of the pieces of being an entrepreneur that they struggle with. So that's great insight.
Right.
So in terms of how you keep yourself grounded, you do a lot of work keeping other people grounded. But in terms of being an entrepreneur and, you know, there is a lot of extra things that go on with that. Are there any routines that you have in place?
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of extra things that go into being an entrepreneur. And I just want to acknowledge those that are entrepreneurs, because you hold a lot, right? You hold the family balance. If you are married, if you have children, right? You have this aspect of your work business, the administration, that there's many different aspects to it. And the self-care piece is a really important part that, you know, honestly, I could do better at for myself. But the things that do matter for me and the things that I do on a regular basis is like daily meditation, time for prayer, kind of deep reflection, to be able to be grounded from that, kind of the source of my being, right? Mm-hmm. And whatever way that I feel moved. And it kind of has different ways that I do that. Movement, walking, there's beautiful places to walk here. We're really blessed to have that. But also taking time away from the work, right? Making sure that I have really clear boundaries with the time that I'm working and the time that I'm with my family, right? Putting the devices away, the technology away, and just being there playing cards with our kids, or going for a walk with them, or going to one of their games, that sort of thing. Like really having that balance. If I'm not living my life in a balanced way, I'm not really walking my talk. Mm-hmm. And that's really important for me in the way that I give and help others. I want to be that reflection also in my own life. But again, I could do better.
Well, and I think the boundaries is something that comes up a lot with entrepreneurs. Is some people say, I don't need boundaries. I love what I do. I see the face for those listening. And others are saying, no, but it's a struggle. So is there any advice you'd give for either the people who don't think they need boundaries or those that really struggle with how they put that? Because, you know, oh, that client, I feel the need to respond at 7 o'clock at night because I don't want to lose the sale, that urgency.
Right. I mean, I understand that on both levels. And I'm not going to tell anybody how to run their business, but just a caution, right? When we don't have boundaries, it does affect our energy. And, you know, we have in Chinese medicine, they say we have a certain amount of kind of like life force energy we have for that day. And part of it's emotional. And I'm not a Chinese medicine practitioner, just to be clear, but it's something, a little nugget that I've learned along the way, of just being mindful of the balance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we stray from, like for us, we have all technology put away. The phones are not in our bedrooms. For kids or adults, they're away. They're turned onto airplane mode. And that boundary is set for like 9 o'clock. There's nothing past that. But even by 6 o'clock, we're not doing work. We're not answering emails. You know, if the devices are out, it might be, you know, watching a YouTube or something like that. But generally for us, once that kind of magical hour, we're making supper, we're together and respecting that time and just understanding we have that capacity and those limits. Mm-hmm. When you respect that, you'll feel the longevity and your vitality be able to kind of sustain you through the days. And when we're not listening to, you know, the cortisol's risen in our body because we're feeling stressed, we're never taking that break, your health will break in some way, right? Mm-hmm. Something will happen. I've seen lots of scenarios too, and it breaks my heart. Some clients, they've been distracted driving because they've been so full on working late and they had an accident. Mm-hmm. Those accidents, you know, crippled them literally. And that's a hard one to recover from, yeah. Right? When it's so, it changes your life. So just paying attention to, you know, the balance that you have and being grateful to that gratitude of everything that sustains you, right? And mm-hmm. and what uplifts you. So having that balance, it also then makes your work more enjoyable.
Absolutely. No, yeah. I think that's so important is that gratitude for the balance and recognizing everything has its time. So yeah. I also want to ask you, is there anything that you've read or any advice you've been given or anything that for our listeners today, it's a little information that helps you that you want to share?
Mm-hmm. So one reflection that has been coming to me quite frequently recently has been around our body. So how our bodies are made. My work is really a blend of neuroscience and more traditional knowledge. I've had the blessing of working with a lot of First Nation elders. They've shared many of their ceremonies and ways, and through that process, I became very, my dream time became more active and more prophetic. And every now and again, I have these little beautiful pearls, little nuggets that come in of wisdom. And this was a few months ago, but it was in the early morning. I wasn't sleeping, but I had this awareness of, it was like being told how miraculous the body is and how I've been miraculously made. And this is not an egocentric kind of awareness, but it was more of a collective, how miraculously this, our bodies are made of like more than 700 trillion cells. And there's infinite intelligence in each cell, right? And that our body is actually encoded with the ability to heal. And it's really profound when you think about, like even when we cut ourselves, our body starts right away identifying which cells are damaged, which ones can be repaired, and which ones can't be repaired. That, so helping the body to get rid of that through the apoptosis cycle, right? And it's amazing. So all aspects of us have that ability to heal, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. And just that's the one thing that I'd love to leave with listeners is just how miraculously your body is made. Anything's possible, right? Just like having that knowing, that faith, and knowing the science is working right with it.
I think that's a beautiful insight for all of us.
Yeah, I was just going to say St. John Paul II had said, it's actually in some of his writings, that it is faith and reason or science that are like two wings of a bird, and we need to be kind of like connected to both. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in order for us to take flight. So, and it's not, I'm not talking about faith as in religion, but faith has many different things. Without faith, we can't have hope, right? There's no hope without faith. And so it's like for each of us, even people that are agnostic atheists, have faith in something, have beliefs, right? So finding out what that is within us. But I love that. So I'll just leave you with that.
Well, and I think it's great because entrepreneurs have passion. That's why we're entrepreneurs, is it comes for most of us, it comes from passion. So I love that, tapping into that belief, just a few, calling it the double click, double clicking a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. So thank you. I think this has been a great conversation. And I think for a lot of us entrepreneurs who are on that treadmill and going, it's great mm-hmm. to have these conversations and hit pause. So thank you for joining us today.
Yes. Thank you, Cynthia.